What's up, Fanta Experience? Nimerudina Ubaya, Kamakawa. I promise you guys I'm going to do a part two of the cloud shit stuff. Thank you, by the way, for everybody who said something about it, because I know it's a pretty murky topic. Like, if we are going to talk about it, let's just be honest. And a friend of mine said something to me a few hours ago that it's just deep, man. Like, shit. He was like, love is one of the most selfless acts of foolishness. Like, you wouldn't even know when you're just being dumb, like straight dumb. You will be acting out of pocket and you won't even understand why. And that shit is true, because some of this shit is trifling. So let's get back to it. If the person only hits you up at night talking about, hey, where you at, you know, pull up, can I come over, see we just go turn off a few. Let me tell you, that's some clown shit. If you guys only meet at night, in the yani usiku magizani too, that's some clown shit. Julie, the why is it like that? Another situation, if he's never, let me just say they, because you know it happens in both sexes, right? If they've never introduced you to anybody they know, like, at all, you've never met anyone, a friend, acquaintance, anybody, nothing, you know, they've never claimed you in public yet, chini ya maji, like on the DL, when you guys are just the two of you, he's over there professing his love for you, telling you the ways they'll give you the sun, stars and moon. If that shit has happened and it's happening, that shit is, yeah, that's clown shit. They be on some clown shit right there. Because, I mean, you ain't about to ruffle my feathers, huku chini ya maji, alafu, you're not claiming me, and then I'm over there thinking that we are about to, I don't know what people are thinking. Sometimes it's very weird. If they disappear on a regular, and they've got you convinced that, oh yeah, my phone sometimes it's easy, just goofers on its own. Hey, you guys have a terrible battery. Or, you know, my charging system is fucked up. If they disappear, especially if they do it sometime around the weekend, those weird times. Clown shit. They be on some clown shit right there. You don't need a rocket scientist, babe. Let me tell you. This is free advice. I'm not charging you for this shit. They be on some cloud shit. They probably are bumping heads with someone. I'm not saying. I'm just imagining. I'm guessing, you know. But that's some cloud shit. And yes, there's another one. So many. Oh man. No judgment to shorties who have male friends as a majority of their friend group. Like, that's fine, babe. Do you? Imagine, like, do you? But then it gets very, very weird when shorty has only male friends. Like, you never see her with females at all. Alafu, they'll give you this excuse for, you know, me, I don't like drama, so I try and, like, not hang out with femmes because, you know, females be dramatic. Fine, but Mimi, imagine you can't convince me you're not giving one of them ass. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it'll take, I don't know what it'll take, but that's some clown shit. I'll be looking at you suspect. You will be sus from the beginning. Clown shit, babe. Clown shit. So, fine. Have those friendships, nini. Lakini, if the entire friend group is just niggas. Bro. Jeshimo, bro. Una kuliwa dem apo hivyo na ukotu wapo. Una kuliwa dem. You want me to slap the senses right into you or some shit? Like, come on. This is, yani, kuna vitu zingine you don't even have to be told. You don't. Imagine, you see for yourself and you figure this shit out. Yeah? Another one. There's people who, you know, obviously, you're probably dating someone who's got kids, who's got BMs, or, you know, they say they're very emotional. So, they, once they've broken up with people, they like to be friends with them. That's fine. But the some who are extremely friendly with their exes, like extremely, extremely friendly, they even hang out, they even plan for trips and say, why the fuck are you, you know, when you have a kid with someone, that's one thing. But this is just an ex of yours. No relation, just an ex, right? but you guys be planning trips and shit. You guys be flying out together. That's some clown shit, nigga. Like, you can't... There's no way you're convincing me that that's not on some clown shit. And then you're like, you know what? You know, I don't like having bad blood with my exes. You don't have to have bad blood with them just to keep them at bay. Like, Z. Just cut them off. So if the person you're dating has a problem cutting off exes, he on some clown shit, babe. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be the bearer of bad news and tell you, you're playing yourself, babe. You're playing yourself, and you have a whole team of background dancers and mini vocals and vocalists and shit. You have a mariachi band, basically. Playing clown shit music to you, and you're dancing to it. Jeshimo, respect yourself. Respect yourself. That's key. In fact, 2021, that should be like everybody's mantra. If you're feeling there's something sus in your situation, probably some clown shit. Someone, even you, could be you. You're on some clown shit and you don't even know, okay? You know, there's some people who... How onangi? Fake they're blind. It's kind of funny when you think of it, but... There is this other one. Okay, this one I feel like I need to expound, because this one is going to touch on so many different things. Niggas with baby mamas, many of them, right? And you know, you haven't had a kid with him yet, but you guys are in a relationship, but he has you convinced that you're the one that's going to change him. You're the one that's going to domesticate shit out of him. You're the one, babe. You don't squirt diamonds. You don't squirt diamonds, baby. Your pussy ain't going to change that nigga. He is already set in his ways. You're nothing but another statistic to him. Let me tell you what happens with in such situations. As soon as they get you knocked up, they move on. It's like they completely lose interest. I don't know what the fuck happens. I don't know how their psyche is set up, but it's so freaking weird. Like, I'm seeing it happen to a few of my friends. I'm not gonna name names, like, you guys, yeah, but it's happening. As soon as they get you knocked up and now they put you in the family way and they know now you're like for life, it's like in their head they're convinced this is always going to be my punani. Like, I can come and dish it anytime. That's actually what happens. They will come and dish you anytime they want. Because now they feel like you are theirs, period. So they move on to the next conquest. They treat your situations and every situation they're in as conquests. So if you think your vagina is the one that's going to change the man, that's going to literally make him commit and be faithful to none other but you, bitch, sorry, my love. I'm so sorry, babe. You need a hug, you need therapy, because they are going to leave you fucked all the way up. Fucked all the way up. And then, let me just give you a heads up. High chances, they're screwing the other baby mamas. Trust me. Every time he goes and takes shopping to street baby mama number 3. Kwani, you think it's just shopping at your to see the kid, huh? Aye. This is Nairobi. This is the world. This is 2021. Okay, I'm saying 2021. Atakama, it's not figured, but... They're not just going to see the kid. They're going to smash that ass, because shorty be looking kind of nice, you know? And you over there sitting at home, probably even already knocked up at that point. So he's just like, meh. Clown shit. Clown shit. Jieshimu. If you need therapy, imagine. I highly recommend everybody in life at some point, you should see somebody, talk to someone about either childhood trauma, because... Kwanza, this one's at you think punani is going to you, so you just hold on to that hope. That's like stemming from childhood. You probably have daddy issues and you don't know. And that's fine. Let me tell you, that's fine. It's life. Sometimes love is full of clownery. We clown ourselves every day. Unamka tu, you're like, man, this is another day of me clowning myself. Shit. Look at Yaya Mayweather, Floyd Mayweather's daughter. She's 19. She is now pregnant. Is she 19? Am I 18? She's, I think, 18. She recently got knocked up by NBA Youngboy. dude is like 20, but he has like 8 baby mamas. He's basically competing with Future for like who can be the most trifling ass fucking rapper. And now she's knocked up, and she hasn't even given birth. He's already done moved on. He done moved on. So you start to wonder, Shorty was like raised in privilege. She could have had any type of life, but she chose that. Dude was literally having babies on her. Babies upon babies. At times, I think last year, he had 3 kids born within 3 months while they're still together. And she was like, you know what? I'm gonna put on the blinders. I don't see shit. I didn't see shit. I didn't hear shit. Mm-mm. He's my man's. But now look, he done moved on. So if you need therapy, please take it. Don't play yourself. Jishimu, respect yourself. Because this life, yeah, it's gonna clown you, and then we're gonna clown you. And for us guys, for me, I get a kick out of it. I probably get off. Your feelings will get hurt. For me, I just get just like a major turn on for me. Not the clown shit, just me from the outside looking in the whole situation. Anyway, this was actually longer than I expected. Respect yourself. Respect yourself. Period.